Near a forest, there once lived a little girl with her father and mother. Her father went into the forest every day to cut wood to sell. On the other side of the forest lived the little girl's grandmother. She had made her a birthday present of a beautiful little red cloak with a hood, and after that everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother called her.
My dear, Granny has not been well, so I want you to go and take this basket of eggs and cream with a little pot of butter and a few cakes. Keep on the path straight to Granny's cottage. Don't talk to anyone on the path, and come straight home.
So Little Red Riding Hood put on her cloak and walked through the forest. But on the way, she saw some pretty flowers on a side path, and she wandered off to pick some. And there she met a great hungry wolf. The wolf could have eaten her then and there, but he could hear some woodcutters working nearby. So he spoke to Little Red Riding Hood very politely.
Where are you going, my dear?
Now, Little Red Riding Hood forgot that her mother had told her not to talk to anyone she didn't know, especially a wolf. And she replied,
I'm going to my grandmother's to take her some cakes and eggs and cream and a little pot of butter.
Where does she live, little girl?
In the green cottage at the edge of the forest.
What do you do when you get to the cottage?
Oh, I knock, of course. And Granny says, who is there?
What do you do next?
I say, it's Little Red Riding Hood, Granny, and I have brought you some cakes and eggs and cream and a little pot of butter.
And what does Granny say?
She calls, lift up the latch and come in.
Well, goodbye, Little Red Riding Hood.
The wolf ran off as fast as he could to Grandmother's cottage. But Little Red Riding Hood did not do as her mother told her. She picked flowers, chased butterflies, and watched birds flying in the trees, and walked very slowly through the forest. But the wolf soon arrived at the cottage door and knocked.
Who is there?
Oh, it's Red Riding Hood. I brought you some cakes and eggs and cream.
Oh, lift up the latch and come in.
The wolf opened the door, sprang on the bed, and was just about to gobble up Red Riding Hood's grandmother when he heard someone coming. So he quickly bound a scarf around her mouth and bundled Granny into a big cupboard and locked it. Then he put her spectacles on his long nose and pulled her nightcap well down over his eyes. Quickly he jumped into her bed, pulling the sheet right up to his chin. Soon there came a knock on the door.
Who is there?
It's Red Riding Hood, Granny, and I brought you some cakes and eggs and cream and a little pot of butter.
Lift up the latch and come in.
So Red Riding Hood lifted the latch and went in and walked towards the bed.
Come closer, Little Red Riding Hood, and sit beside me.
Little Red Riding Hood opened her eyes wide when she saw the strange-looking grandmother.
Oh, grandmother, what great arms you have.
All the better to hug you with, my dear.
Grandmother, what great ears you have.
All the better to hear you with, my dear.
Grandmother, what great eyes you have.
All the better to see you with, my dear.
Oh, grandmother, what great big teeth you have.
All the better to eat you with, my dear.
And as he said that, the wicked wolf jumped up in bed to spring on Little Red Riding Hood and gobble her up. His legs got tied up for a minute in the sheets, and Little Red Riding Hood dropped her basket and ran to the door calling for help. She just got to the door when the wolf sprang off the bed and reached the door too, ready to gobble her up. Just at that moment, Red Riding Hood's father, who knew she was taking a basket of food to her grandmother, thought he would see how Granny was too, and take Red Riding Hood home to lunch. He was horrified to see the wolf, still with Granny's spectacles and her nightcap on, just about to jump on top of Little Red Riding Hood and gobble her up. The father leapt forward and struck the wicked wolf one fierce blow with his woodsman's axe. And that was the end of that wicked wolf.
Oh, Father, I'm so glad to see you. I'll do as Mummy says and never talk to anyone I don't know ever again.
Little Red Riding Hood, where is your grandmother?
I don't know, Father. I thought she was in bed there, but it was the wicked wolf instead. Oh, I was so frightened.
We must find her at once. The wolf can't have... Oh, surely he can't have eaten your grandmother. What's that?
I think the sound came from over in that corner. Oh, hold my hand, Father. I'm frightened. It might be another wolf.
No. Someone's locked up in the cupboard. Wait. Grandmother, are you all right? Here, let me untie that scarf across your mouth and help you out.
Oh, my dears. Oh, it was dreadful. It was dreadful. But you came in time. Oh, it just helped me back to bed. And I'll be all right. Thank you.
There you are, Grandmother. And here's the basket of cakes and eggs and cream and a little pot of butter. Mm-hmm. Now, Father, can we go back home to Mother, please?